Final locker room chat here on this Wednesday. KNZA 103.9 FM as we now talk Hiawatha football as we welcome in head coach, that is Michael Downard. It is brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. Coach, congrats on the week one victory. It was hard fought, certainly, 26-19 the final against Royal Valley. We'll kind of dive into the nuts and bolts of this one in just a moment, but just the overall takeaway to get back on the field and start the season the right way.
Yeah, I mean, felt pretty good. Get a win, that's for sure. A lot of credit to Royal Valley. You know, we were kind of up 19-0, I think, you know, right kind of before halftime. They made a play. You know, they had some – they made a good – they got the ball back. We didn't score. They got the ball back, and they were able to kind of march down the field and kind of really took momentum, you know, control of the game momentum-wise right before halftime. They kind of punched it in, and, you know, it was – we. You could kind of sense in our sideline that, you know, the momentum was definitely on their side at that point. But credit to our guys, you know, we hung tough, we battled, we faced some adversity in the second half, and, you know, and we got the win. So I was really pleased with that.
Yeah, it's got to feel very, very good going into week number two, your team getting out to a lead the way that they did, but also being put in the face of adversity as Royal Valley came back and certainly made it a ball game. But you know, when adversity struck, your team was able to kind of settle down, avoid the noise, and go out and still finish that game off and get a win. So just from that standpoint, how nice was it to see your team pretty composed down the stretch?
Oh, it was good. You know, we got a lot. We got 13 seniors. You know, that's kind of, it was their role to kind of step up, be leaders. They seized the moment. You know, we got in at halftime, made a few adjustments, changed up a few things blocking-wise, and, you know, really the kids did, I thought, a great job of, you know, maintaining that composure and you know, the Hiawatha of old. That's what kind of what we've talked about, especially with our seniors. They've been hearing me say that for 3 or 4 years, that, you know, when adversity strikes, it's going to happen. Adversity is going to happen. We'll face it. You know, in the past, we haven't done a great job of handling it. So week one, you know, I thought we were put in a tough position. I thought our upperclassmen, seniors, did a great job of, you know, kind of getting the team, rallying the troops, and really seeing it through to the end and getting the win.
How about your quarterback, Brant Barnhill? Had a couple of passing touchdowns, just 8 attempts, so obviously not much through the passing game, but was able to capitalize on the minimum opportunities, and he also ran for nearly 100 yards on 16 carries. Talk about his performance and what you like from him.
Yeah, he made great decisions. You know, it was something that we feel as coaches that we don't really want Brant to drop back 20, 25, 30 times a game. You know, we want to call the game to his strength, at least offensively. And, you know, that doesn't require putting the ball in the air a ton. With that being said, you know, if we need to throw it, teams, you know, Royal Valley's kind of loading the box on us. It was giving some stuff in the passing game, and I thought Brant, you know, he executed great, made great decisions, tucked it and ran when he needed to run. You know, he orchestrated the pass pro, getting the lineman on the right table blocking. With it, you know, with his game, very, very pleased overall.
Very impressive for Hiawatha in week one. 26-19, a victory over Royal Valley. They're set for another Big 7 tilt this week as they travel to Jefferson West. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing with our conversation with Hiawatha head coach Michael Downard. Our locker room chats continue here on KNZA, getting you set for week two of high school football. Well, coach, your first road test of the year, you go to Jefferson West. This is a Tigers team that lost to Riverside last week, 34-21. What's the early scouting report on Jeff West, and what kind of ball game can you expect?
Oh, you know, I was kind of impressed with their line. They got some big kids, they got some linemen, they got some good skilled guys. Their running back looked pretty good on film. You know, I think our kids, we got to be ready. It's the Big 7. That's kind of my biggest, you know, takeaway from week one to week two is you just can't let up. Every week they're going to come. The team you're playing is going to give you their best shot. This has been a phenomenal conference the last, you know, really for a long time, but really the last 5 or 6 years, it's really, really been great. So, you know, we know Jeff West is going to be prepared. We got to be prepared as well for him. So we're kind of, you know, looking at it like that.
It's a very difficult stretch, you know, just really the entire season. Not only the Big 7, you got the one non-league game against a very, very good team in Hayden in the middle of the season. How important is this game, and do you expect that week one to week two jump that a lot of coaches talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's funny. You know, we alluded to it. We talked about that with the team as well. You know, week one to week two should be our biggest jump, biggest improvement of the year. So we're, you know, our kids have been working hard in practice, getting, you know, attacking things the way they should. And you're right. Like we talked about, our schedule's loaded with tough opponents. So, you know, week to week, we got to be locked in, ready to go, ready to be fired up. You know, we look forward to the challenge of that.
Finally, Coach, what are going to be a few keys to the game on Friday against Jefferson West? What's it going to take to go out and get a win on the road?
You know, defensively, we got to play a little better than we did. So I think the emphasis will be on defense, you know, this week. Offensively, Brant, keep doing his thing. You know, he's got to check us into get us into the right run plays. He's got to make good decisions, take care of the football. Offensive line, defensive line, I think, you know, me being a former lineman, the game's always going to come down to that offensive and defensive line play. So if we can play well in the trenches and bang with their big guys, I think we'll be fine.
Hiawatha head coach Michael Downer joining us. Our locker room chat presented by Carl's Body Shop. Another good one in the Big 7 on Friday. Jefferson West hosting Hiawatha. A game you can hear on KNZA 103.9. Pregame around 6:45. Also on the brand new Hiawatha Red Hawk channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, thanks so much for joining us as always. We'll see you on Friday, and we'll do this again next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.